Now, very excited to say, joining us, Matt Moran, who's, of course, part of this Ultimate Foodie Challenge tonight on Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. Channel 9 and 9 Now is where you'll catch it from 7:30. Matt joins us now. Matt, you've spent a fair bit of time here on the sunny coast, right?
Mate, we've actually got a couple of places, family places up that up in Noosa, so yeah, I know the area very well.
As you do.
Well, Beck brought up the point before. Have you got a restaurant up here at all, Matt?
No, I've got one in Brisbane, which is a big bar.
Oh yeah, on the river. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like Beck owes me a drink down there.
Just about to open one in Canberra next week.
Wow.
That's a long drive for me, mate. We're in Maroochydore.
Yeah, I know, but it's, you know, it's where the pollies are, you know, they've got all the money.
Yeah, that's true.
He's very smart.
Don't they expect it all for free, though? Isn't that how that lot work?
No, not in my restaurant, that's for sure.
I love that. All right, now, Matt, we are very excited to see you back on the telly tonight. Mm. Give me the situation here. You're cooking for celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay.
I'm on Gordon's side. So it's two teams, Janine versus Gordon, and Scotty Pickett, who is a very dear friend but also a phenomenal chef. He's on Janine's side, and I got stuck with old GR.
Right.
And after losing to the first two challenges, you know, it's kind of up for me to sort of, you know, get him out of the doldrums. But
are you saving him?
Sorry, what's that?
Are you saving him?
Well, I don't know whether I save him. Scotty's a very, very good cook. So, you know, let's just wait and see what happens tonight.
Mate, I'd be very nervous. I mean, we've all heard his old stuff.
He's standing there, pissed his pants, looking for his tartar, caviar, white chocolate crap. He's just running around like a toilet brush.
You know, running around like a toilet brush. Any of those gems getting thrown around there, Matty?
Mate, I've got to be honest and I'll come clean. Gordon and I have been best friends for 30 years we've been great mates and we holiday together every year and if he spoke to me, there'll be some fireworks from my side, too, I'll tell you what.
Oh, wow. All right, okay.
That's fun.
So he knows not to get a bit cheeky with you, is what you're saying?
Look, I think there's a mutual respect there. You know, we've sort of come through the ranks together and like I said, we're our best mates.
That's so good. Is it fun to egg him on every now and again, though? Just
poke the bear.
Light that fire?
I'll be honest, you know, I was halfway through the challenge and I was working as hard as I possibly could because I knew that he'd been beaten twice and he did walk past and whisper to me in my ear as I was cooking, saying, mate, you're too old for this.
Oh! He's done the lethal weapon on you.
Yeah, he did.
I'm too old for this. Oh, wow.
Wow, okay. So, and how do you respond to something like that?
You know, it might have been a bit of a chuckle and a dirty look.
Yeah, right.
You know, the thing is, Gordon's a couple of years older than me, so, you know, if I'm too old for it, he's over the hill.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, look, I'd always be nervous. I think the thing is, everyone loves to see him, you know, go off. It's one of those one of those features that we love. I wouldn't know what he was a specialist in cooking. I wouldn't know where he's, you know, if he's a saucier or whatever he's into. But I know he knows how to lay down an insult, and he's a very cranky man.
You gotta have that beat button ready.
Yeah, look, you know, there's no question. No one can ever question Gordon's ability in the kitchen. You know, I actually worked with him for a couple of days back in 1995. Not for him, I just went in and helped in the kitchen. He didn't actually even own his own restaurant. And he was head chef and we became mates socially and I went in there just to see. And I saw things that I've never seen in the kitchen before. Oh, my God, he was full on. But, you know, at least I wasn't on the end of it. And that kind of started our friendship.
Wow, okay. Well, as long as you get to stand back and be part of the audience and that and not actually copying it, I think it'd be all right. Hey, tell me though, Matt. When people send food back at restaurants, you know, generally speaking, Australians, I would say, don't do it. I know Americans are big on it. They're always sending food back. Is it a wise move? I mean, you know, it's an opportunity for the staff to do something terrible to you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, if, you know, the steak's not right and they get a step back, you know, we sort of throw around the kitchen a bit and kick it around the floor and put it back on the grill and send it back out to them.
You've answered our question.
Hey, look, it's you know, people obviously have different interpretations of, you know, what they want. And, you know, sometimes their medium rare might be different to the chef's medium rare. And of course, you know, the kitchen has to be very obliging. You know, hopefully in my restaurants, we don't get it wrong too much. And if we probably did, I'd probably be questioning the chef. But, hey, look, you know, not that the customer's always right, but we're always there to please the customer.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever get really upset when someone asks for a well-done steak? Does it just ruin it?
You know, I get more upset when, you know, I've got friends at my place.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say, hey, Matt, you know, can you just cook mine a little bit more? That's probably the time that I get more upset. And that's probably when I lose my temper, you know.
Yeah. Oh, when your mates give you... Okay.
That's fair. I get so angry with my daughters when they say this egg isn't cooked properly.
Yeah, I know. Like, just you and between the kids and Gordon Ramsay, I'm too scared to cook. Too scared. Hey, Matt, congratulations tonight. We'll see you on the telly. Very happy to say you're back, and hopefully you'll survive without too much harassment from Mr. Ramsay himself. It's back on tonight, Channel 9 and 9 now from 7:30. Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. Thanks, Matt.
Cheers, guys. Have a good day.